Cards Weekly is presented by the Arizona Lottery. What's your game? Find out at ArizonaLottery.com.
I'm sure there's a lot of people out there who said, why would they do that? They needed this. That's exactly what I just meant. They needed. We don't need. I mean, that's when you get in trouble, because we'll be sitting here in October and you guys will be telling me I need something else. And it's not what, that's not how you build a roster.
You know, every year at the draft, we talk about needs and wants and fit, and that's great, but it still comes down to value, impact players, playmakers first, and what position you play second. Paul Calvisi with Cards Weekly on azcardinals.com. Now, you go into the Cardinals war room, you see the top 120 board, and you know what? Yes, need is a factor. It is built in, but it still comes down to, can you play, and then it's what you play second.
Yeah, absolutely. That was the biggest thing. In a perfect world, Coach and I would have been thrilled to have balance and to fill some positions defensively if those guys warranted those picks. But we had such high grades on those offensive players, we didn't want to stray away from the board.
It was a half dozen players through seven rounds, and the lone defender, Chris Campbell out of Penn State, a corner with size and upside.
We felt like he was a little bit of a late bloomer. And the one thing about him was he was a really highly recruited kid out of Alabama, went all the way up to Penn State. I think he's a guy that sort of mastered it a little bit later, but has all the physical skills that you look for.
And from the sounds of it, defenders better look out for the fourth rounder, Chase Edmonds out of Fordham, a smaller guy from a small school who at the combine had the best time of all running backs in the three cone and shuttle drills.
Production is off the charts. The guy has tremendous run skills, great lateral quickness, avoidability in space, great vision, and everybody from top to bottom was excited about him. As a matter of fact, he visited with Josh Rosen and went to dinner with us and fit in quite well.
And no doubt Rosen and the rest of the quarterbacks, they're going to like the weapon drafted in round two.
Christian Kirk, wide receiver, Texas A&M.
You're a Cardinal, man. You get to stay home. Dream come true, right?
Christian Kirk, the Scottsdale native, a former Cardinals prep player of the week and Arizona player of the year in 2014.
It means the world. A lot of people always ask, you know, during, you know, the whole, you know, process, what if you, you know, get drafted by Arizona? How would that be, you know, being able to come home? And it just always said it would be a dream come true.
You know, again, you got to that pick, and Coach and I would look at each other and say, there's no way that we can reach down here and grab a defensive player when this guy's sticking out where he is, and we feel that strongly about what he brings to the table.
Of course, there's drafting the weapons on offense, and then there's drafting the guy who pulls the trigger. And we'll leave you with GM Steve Keim on how there's nothing quite like a GM who finds that potential future franchise quarterback.
For me, it's a little bit of relief, you know, to have a young guy with that kind of potential. But at the same time, to be able to have the kind of fun and where I can sit back and we can watch how this thing plays out. Because make no mistake, I don't forget my evaluation on Sam Bradford. And if he can stay healthy, you could be talking about a guy who could potentially be the NFL Comeback Player of the Year. I feel that strongly about the way he can throw the football.